thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Earlier this week, we talked about family finances and the importance of getting your finances in order. And I think the new year, January, the beginning of the year, is a really great time to talk about that. So one of the tips from that episode was to teach your family the importance of working and earning money. It's rewarding to be able to pay your own way, isn't it? It's harder, oftentimes, a lot harder. But I've often had this conversation with my husband, who I think is quite admirable in this way, because he was raised by a single mother and he never had that financial backing from anyone. Yet he was able to pay his way through school with scholarships and working several jobs and earn a graduate degree as well. We've had this conversation before, and he often says, well, you know, it would have been really nice if I would have had parents who would have paid for my schooling, because I wouldn't have had to take out any student loans. But there's something really rewarding about looking at something and knowing that you did it all by yourself. It builds up your self-esteem a little bit and makes you look at things differently. So whether you've been in the workforce for decades or you're just starting out in the workforce, a common aspect of obtaining a job is the interview process. I don't know if you've ever had a job interview. I've had many job interviews. And interviewers look for somebody that stands out, as well as someone that would fit well in their work environment and with their staff, and just kind of flow with everybody there usually. Well, the Harvard Business Review published an article with tips, and we're going to share a few of those tips, and then we'll share the rest of them on Monday. So listen to today's tips and then maybe think about them over the weekend, and then check back on Monday for the rest of them. So the first one that we're going to talk about is how some people say to take charge during the interview, but that can kind of turn people off sometimes, I think. The reality is that the interviewer is in control and should be in control of the interview, and your job is to be as helpful as you can. You need to help interviewers do the right thing. At times, interviewers can find it kind of fall prey to unconscious biases and focus too heavily on experience rather than competence, but it's your responsibility to make sure that doesn't happen, and here's how. So the next tip is to prepare. You can never invest enough in terms of preparation. Find out as much as you can about the company, about the person who's going to be interviewing you, look into their background, how the company's organized, its culture, relevant industry trends, and some information, maybe just about how things are done there. So learn as much as you can. It'll also give you, what I found is that it also gives you a few things to talk about that are personal, and it makes the person who's interviewing you remember you more if you have something in common, or if you can point out, hey, you went to this school, I used to live there, or I know this person who went to this school, or just find a few factoids that you can kind of use as little nuggets during your interview. The next one is to formulate a strategy. And before you enter the room, decide what 3 or 4 messages you want to convey to the interviewer, what lasting messages you want to leave with them. And these should show them the connection between your accomplishments and what is needed to succeed during the job. And if you need to, draft narratives to illustrate this. And people buy into stories more than they do data. So they want to know your personal experiences that helped you deal with something specific. The next one is to emphasize your potential. Emphasize your potential. No candidate will ever be perfect for a job, and you will be no exception. Instead of harping on where your resume may fall short, focus on your potential and how great of an opportunity it would be to get there. This is a great indicator of future job performance. And if past achievements are not directly related to the job, but you've demonstrated a great ability to learn and adapt to new situations, you should really clearly articulate that. Now, the last one we're going to talk about today is acing those first 30 seconds. First impressions matter. How you speak, how you look, how you enter the room, how comfortable you feel. Those things are all really important. People perform best in interviews when they start off speaking clearly and slowly. They walk in with confidence. They think through what props they'll be carrying so they don't appear over-cluttered. This is a lot of hyperanalyzing, but it really does make a difference. Maybe just hold a small purse or a briefcase, or maybe just a folder or a binder. Rehearse your entrance if you have to several times. Think about how that impression is going to come across. And the same applies to phone interviews. You need to use those first 30 seconds of the conversation to establish yourself in a confident, calm voice on the line that's pleasant. And you may think it seems silly, but a lot of people record themselves so that they can hear how it will sound. Be sure to check back on Monday for the rest of those tips. Author Malcolm Gladwell said, "The answer is that we are not helpless in the face of our first impressions. They may bubble up from the unconscious, from behind a locked door inside our brain. But just because something is outside of awareness doesn't mean it's outside of our control." Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.